Thank you for tuning in to Restoring Your Life, an outreach of Life Application Ministries in Mount Auchin, California. Hi, this is Linda Lang. I'm going to be taking us on a journey through teachings, insights, and practical application for healing and restoration. Now buckle your seatbelt, hang on, and enjoy the ride as we continue restoring your life. Welcome again to another broadcast of Restoring Your Life. Father, I thank you so much for this opportunity to start the new year off in your word, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, it is the new year, and it's the time we make different proclamations and different vows. For example, we might say, I'm not going to have no more chocolate. I'm not going to eat a bunch of food. I'm going to stop watching so much TV. I'm going to start going to church. I'm going to read my Bible more. I'm going to visit. And, you know, we got 100 things of resolutions, don't we? But February comes around, and we haven't done none of it. So I'm going to help you understand why. I'm going to help you understand why we make these vows. We are determined this is what we want to do for the new year, and we might do half of it, maybe part of it, maybe none of it. And I think this passage is going to help you understand why and what you can do about it so that you become more successful in the things you desire to do. Because frankly, the Lord put the desire in you in the first place, and he's going to be the one that fulfills it. But we have to submit to him so that he fulfills it. And let me share how we do that. Because James chapter 1 verse 2 says this. My brethren, count it all joy. Okay, let's stop right there. Count it all joy. What's it? It is everything. It could be a good thing. It could be a bad thing. Everything. Count it. What, you name the it. What is your it? What is it you're struggling with right now? What's happening in your life that's not so comfortable? All right? Count it all joy. Okay, you mean I'm supposed to have joy when a trauma and traumatic experience is going on? I'm not saying you have to laugh delirious about it and walk around and act goofy. But a joy, there's a deep joy. It's not happy, it's not, oh, it's a deep knowing, okay? It's a joy, it's God's joy. The Bible says, the joy of the Lord, not your joy, but the joy of the Lord is your strength. You see, so we're trying to muster up a bunch of joy, that's not gonna work. We can only get the right joy from the Lord. Now let me explain how we get that. This is such a cool little message right here. My brethren, you and me, count it all joy when you fall. All right, now we're gonna have joy when we fall into temptation. See, it doesn't say if you fall, it says when you fall. So quit getting mad at yourself. Quit feeling guilty because you don't think you're the perfect Christian. Start being joyful. Start going, okay, Lord, I'm going to have joy in this. I messed up, but Jesus is my Savior. He's, you know, here to help and forgive me and help me get up on my feet again. I'm having joy in that. See, it's the joy of the Lord that becomes your strength. You know, a lot of times we'll make a mistake and be mad at ourselves for 2 weeks. We'll look in the mirror and go, you're a hopeless, you know, worthless person. Why does anybody want to have a friendship with you? You know, so we go down the wrong pathway. He says, immediately count it joy. Immediately when you fall down, count it joy. Even if you have to say, okay, I don't feel so good, but I'm going to count it for joy. It's your joy of the Lord that is my strength. You have to proclaim that out of your mouth. Then your resolutions will follow. Let me explain as we go. It says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into temptations. All right. Then it goes on to say, knowing this, okay, knowing that you're going to fall, knowing that you're to count it all joy, that the trying of your faith works patience. Faith is going to cause you to find the joy you need to overlook and get through temptation. Those are the addictions. Those are the things that pull you. You know, I could be walking in a grocery store down the candy aisle and I can feel the chocolate pulling at me. I mean, my arm just wants to go out and reach a piece of candy, put it in the basket. It's almost like I can feel it. And those of you who have drug issues and alcohol issues, you can feel it pulling at you. It's something pulling at you. It's not just the emotional defect. It is something. It's a creature, an addictive creature pulling at you. What is it trying to do? It's trying to distract you and pull you away from all of God's best for you. You see, because it doesn't happen 24 hours a day. It happens momentarily throughout the day. You know, I find myself standing in front of the refrigerator and I don't even know how I got there because it pulls me in that direction. So God wants to pull you in His direction. In His presence is fullness of joy. In His presence is fullness of joy. Not in front of the refrigerator, not in front of the TV, not in front of a, you know, wherever it is you go and do things in front of a shopping mall. In His presence is fullness of joy. All you have to do is get in His presence and He gives you the joy. You see, you don't have to make yourself joyful. You don't have to make yourself believe. God is the author and finisher of your faith. So here's what it talks about with faith, because faith is the answer. And I'm going to teach you how to exercise your faith too in this passage. It says, knowing this, that the trying of your faith works patience. So in order to overcome these temptations, we need to have patience. If you can outweigh your temptation, you will win. That's patience. The enemy doesn't want you to have any patience. He wants you to be now, and not wait, like God says. And it says, it works patience. So as you open your mouth and say, Lord, I see that piece of candy over there or whatever it is you're dealing with. And, you know, it's not a bad thing. Some things are bad, but this is just food. And I really don't want to eat that giant chocolate cake over there. But God, the joy of the Lord is my strength. And here's the other question, because the Bible says in Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. So a person who is pulling towards different things to fulfill has a lack, right? If you're full, you won't be pulled. You won't need anything. So we have to stop and ask ourselves, what am I lacking? In the middle of that excitement of getting a piece of chocolate, because I can tell you this right now, thinking about eating a cookie and rolling my eyes back and tasting it, it'll feel good for the moment. But it's going to be a big crash in about a half an hour, and then I'm going to have to go take a nap. See, this happened a couple of days ago. I was supposed to go someplace with my sisters. Well, I had a really nice day. I felt really, awake and everything, and I had lunch, and then I decided to have a cookie. Well, the sugar gave me a rush and then dumped me, and I had to go take a nap. And I had to take a nap, which then made me late, and I couldn't go be with my sisters. So see, our choices mess with our lives, whether it's just us or with other people involved. And it totally gave me a rush. It felt good. The endorphins were flying, but then I got the crash. And I think that happens to a lot of people, either with drugs, alcohol, that initial, ooh, feels so good. But even the Bible says that sin is good for a season, but the end is destruction. I mean, it's true. We know at the moment it's good. That's why we keep doing it and keep doing it and keep doing it, because it keeps us at a high, right? You don't want to go to that crash. That's where addictions come from. Now we're addicted to it to keep us at a level, to keep us at this momentum, you see. Well, God wants to keep you at His momentum. He wants to keep you at a high where it's not going to cause you to drop, and you don't need any substance to do it. You just need Him and be able to receive from Him His joy. Okay? How do you receive joy from God anyway? Well, you get in His presence. The Bible says in His presence is fullness of joy. You just have to stop for a minute. Okay, let me teach you right now. How do we get in the presence of God? Well, this morning I was at church and I walked in, you know, it was a nice building and stuff, but the church isn't the building, right? It's the people. And as we began to corporately worship, and the music was over the top, I believe that I've been to 20 churches in our area. I know I have. I've been to so many churches. And the music is lacking, 80%. And I could not get into worship. As a worshiper myself, I have a high standard, And my judgment, it is judgment, it's judging rightly so that I can worship God in spirit and in truth. If I know that a group just gets together, you know, Sunday morning and runs through the few songs and then they're ready to do worship, that's not a heart of a worship team. I believe a worship team needs to pray together, minister to one another, love on each other, understand what the church is all about, and minister according to the heart and the heartbeat of God. See, that is true worship. And so this morning I went in and the music was over the top. I entered into worship. Oh, it was beautiful. See, God wants us to worship Him. So I got into His presence and did I get filled with joy. I was excited. I was talking to people and Linda was out of the way and all I did was see people. You see, when we have God's joy in us, we're out of the way, because when we get in the way, we get into trouble. So let's continue with verse 4. It says, "But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing." That's the clincher. Remember I said, Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." So if we really believe God loves us, if we really believe all of our needs are going to be met, if we believe that we can endure our temptation, even though we fall into it, we won't let it take us, that is faith at work. I can say, "Lord, you know, I'm going to go to the grocery store. I know there's candy in there. And even though it's not a bad thing for most, but for me, it's not a good thing. It makes me feel sleepy. It just makes me feel lethargic. It gives me dizzy spells, you know, and it adds fat to my body." Okay, so all these things, and my teeth, by the way, it messes with my teeth. And all these negative things, yet I still put it in my mouth because I habitually am trained to eat that. So now I say, "Lord, I'm going into the grocery store and I'm going to proclaim out of my mouth that that thing will not draw me. If I start to feel an indicating of drawing, I'm going to focus on you and be in your presence, because in your presence is fullness of joy." You know, the Bible says that a merry heart does good like a medicine. Okay, well, if I have a joyful heart, it's going to be my medicine. See, Tom always calls chocolate medicine. Okay, Linda, let's go have some medicine now. Because he knows that it's a fulfillment of a desire and it feels good and tastes good. You know, the Bible calls medicine a cure. So the joy, you know, it says that a merry heart does good like a cure. So if you have anything that you need a cure from, that's what we got to get the joy. And we get the joy by exercising our faith. And our faith helps us work patience. Now we're able to overcome the after effect of that falling into temptation. See how it kind of works in a circle? So as we look at that scripture and it says, "But let patience have her perfect work." Okay, to be patient doesn't mean you're perfect. And oh, it says a perfect work, because if you perfectly work through patience and you let patience be your guide, you're going to be complete and you're not going to have any wants, and you're going to be doing what the scripture says, because you're going to believe the Lord is your shepherd. See, the enemy uses all these temptations to draw you away from what God has for you and to give you what you need to live a full and abundant life every day. But we think if we grab that thing right now, it's going to be instant gratification. And it is instantly, but it's not long lasting and it's not forever. But when we grab from the Lord and out of His treasure, then we're going to be fulfilled and everlasting. The Bible says to drink of the living waters that satisfies completely our soul. See, there's a battle between our soul and our flesh and our spirit. We're at battle every single day. I mean, it goes to show, as a Christian, the Bible says that we are soldiers. Even that old song, "Onward, Christian soldier, marching off to war." You know, so we know we're in war, okay? We're in a battle. You can be sitting in your living room, twiddling your thumbs, and you're in a battle. Because the enemy never sleeps, and he's always looking at ways to draw you away from our living God. He wants you to think completely negative about God, that He's going to show up, because instant gratification, where's God? Where's God in the instant part? Where is He in the area that I really need Him? And He wants to cause doubt. That's why we fall. That's why we sometimes get stuck in the temptation. Falling is okay. Remember, We are to count it all joy when we fall into temptation. But knowing that we're going to fall, count it all joy. Have patience. See, you have all this patience that's going to pull you out, and that is your faith at work. So we need all these little things working together to help us endure. So when we go to the refrigerator and we're opening it up and there's several choices, whatever it is you're doing in your life, stand there and we have to on purpose do this, because it's so easy just to grab something, shove it in your mouth and walk away. But we have to on purpose say, Lord, am I having a need somewhere? Why do I think I need that? Why do I think I need to buy that? We have to take our thoughts captive. 2 Corinthians tells us to take our thoughts captive, and anything that exalts itself over Christ, all right, so that we can submit our thoughts to the Lord. Because our thoughts is what gets into trouble. I love saying this, where your mind goes, your body follows. So in our subconscious, sometimes it's even guiding and directing us. Because we're going, well, I don't even know why I stood here. Well, your mind does. Your body does. It follows what your mind is thinking. And then it goes on to say how we can grab a hold of what we need. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God. And it says it will give to him liberally and will not hold back. See, God loves to give wisdom, because if you have wisdom, it's going to cause you to exercise some faith, which causes you to say, I believe I can overcome. Then you say it out of your mouth, not, oh, I don't think I can do this. It's too hard. No, I don't care how you feel. You got to say it out of your mouth. I believe I am going to overcome, and that God's joy, his strength in me, and that joy is going to help me to endure this temptation with joy, so that I can get on the other side without falling, without being pulled in by it. Again, we can fall into it, but don't let it take you. You take it and you rip it out of your life. And that's how we do it, by coming into the presence of Father God. And the Bible says then in verse 6, but let him ask in faith. So when you're asking God, we have to say, Lord, am I in lack? If I am, show me where I am. I want to have the fullness of your love. I want to have the fullness of your body and glory and the blood, all that working through my life. We did communion today, so we took the cup and the bread and the cup and the bread, and we remembered the Lord this day. So we've got to remember the Lord. So we ask in faith, believing what God has done, what Jesus has done on the cross. Let him ask in faith, not doubting. Oh, well, you know what? I'm going to pray this, but I don't think he's going to hear me. That's doubting. You're not going to receive nothing, because it says that he that wavers is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. Don't let that man think he shall receive anything from the Lord, for a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Wow. So there's a lot in that passage on why we falter, why we find ourselves stuck in a pit. You know, we're tempted, and then it's up to us and what we're going to do with it. Are we going to get into the God's presence so his fullness of joy overtakes us, so that we are fulfilled and not have that need? Or are we going to let it take us down and go through that cycle of addiction? When we make our resolutions for the new year, keep this in mind. The Bible says, ask God for wisdom. Ask him and say, Lord, I want wisdom about how to fall into temptation with joy, but not stay there and come out on the other side victorious. That is something I would ask the Lord for. He says he will give it to you if you ask. He doesn't give you stuff maybe like a new Rolls Royce or something, but he will give you wisdom. If you ask for wisdom, he will give it to you. If you ask for mercy, he will give it to you. Within seconds, he will give it to you. But you have to believe that he's going to give it to you. If you think, oh, I'm just nobody, nobody cares, and God doesn't really want to give me anything, but I'm just going to say it because Linda told me to. You're not going to get anything. And if you doubt, that's another way of doubting, is not believing. Okay? See, the Lord is the author and finisher of your faith. So if you need some help in this area, the Bible says, ask God, who will give you liberally and won't hold back. So Lord, right now I ask you to help me believe. I want this kind of joy that we're talking about here. I want to be able to fall into temptation and be joyful about it, but yet not get stuck there and come out victorious without anything touching me, without any residue on me. I want to live a victorious life. I want to have patience because I want faith to work perfectly in my life. I want more wisdom, Lord. And you said, if I ask you, you shall give it. Do you see how I just prayed the scripture to the Lord? Do you see how I proclaimed the word back to the Lord? He loves hearing the word back. He loves it. And he's going to count everything you say, and he's going to write it down in his book of remembrance and go, aha, Linda read this the other day. I see that I've got something stored up for her in here, and I'm going to bring it on down to her because she's believing what I said. Wow. I'm telling you, that is powerful, people. To be able to allow the joy of the Lord, all you got to do is get in his presence. Learn how to worship. You want to learn how to worship? Go on, you know, ask your pastor to help you learn how to worship. Go on a study thing. Give me a call. We can worship together. But entering into his presence is fullness of joy. And the joy of the Lord becomes your strength, and you can endure anything. It's all about the joy. Well, God, we thank you so much for the simple message of truth, Lord, that's going to equip and help those into the new year live a victorious and fruitful life. That every resolution they make it a honest resolution, and ask for wisdom in that resolution, and ask for strength in that resolution. Lord, I'm asking you to honor every heart. Give mercy to those who don't meet the objective, Father, but that they're still loved. Let them know, no matter what, you still love them. Let them not fall into shame or guilt, because that's the enemy's ploy. Father, let them count it all joy when they fall and be excited what you're going to do next, because you're able to pull them out, and there'll be no residue on them, and there'll be nothing on them to keep them from really enjoying your presence. Father, help them to worship you in spirit and in truth, because in your presence is fullness of joy. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, happy new year, and God bless you.
Have been watching Restoring Your Life with author, teacher, and minister Linda Lang. Restoring Your Life is an outreach of Life Application Ministries in Mount Occam, California. To contact or support this program, visit our website at truthfreeze.org or write Life Application Ministries, P.O. Box 165, Mount Occam, California, 95656, or call 530-620-4641. Join us next time and continue restoring your life.